and we decided to come back together.
It took Joe a minute to warm up to the idea. He was having success with DNC.
I was having success with my solo stuff.
I still get jealous.
Everything was good on our own, but there was something missing, that connection together. And, you know, I was desperate to reignite the magic. The healthiest way for us to go about it was for Joe to kind of do his thing with his people that he had been working with, and for me to do a few days. And then we all came together for this camp Kevin's talking about. And we got to a point where we had, like, you know, working with Tedder and Justin and Greg. And Tedder's like, I got this song. You guys have to hear it. And we're like, cool, send it over. And he sends us the demo for Sucker.
I'm a sucker for you.
We love it. We're like, this is awesome. When you get to the point where you're trying to pick a single, and for us, the stakes were, again, very high. It's like the comeback single. I'm sitting there being like, I think this one could be the single. And at the very end, after playing like 13 tracks, I'm like, oh, and Tedder just sent us this one, which I think is really cool. We're going to cut it this week. And I play Sucker. And my wife is like, what are you thinking? That is the single. And I was like, you think? She's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, cool. And I went and cut it, and she was certainly right. But I think we all had different experiences where yeah. Someone was like, oh my god, that's it. But we were kind of like, couldn't, you know, for whatever reason. But when I heard the final version,
I'm a sucker for you,
I was like, oh my gosh, he did it. Like, it's just so, it's, I'll never forget it. But what an important song in our career. It was a special moment.